In today's frenetic world, sometimes it's hard to step back and just listen to what's going on around you. From the beats of street noise to the hum of the natural world, it takes a certain kind of ear to hear music and everyday sounds. On Saturday, the current artist in residence at Sorrel's Place in Garden City will provide a lesson on the power of listening. Frankie Barnhill has this report.
Hello, my name is Chuck Palmer, and we are currently at Rhodes Skate Park in Boise, Idaho.
Why are we at Rhodes Park?
Well, I am a skateboarder. I started skateboarding when I was about, I think I was around 9 years old.
And later, when he became a musician, Palmer used the sounds of skateboarding on his record, Waiting on the Rain.
It's like a skate collage of skate sounds of my younger brother, Max Palmer, who's a really incredibly successful and famous skateboarder. And I would just, like I said, I'm just obsessed. So I'm recording all these things. I'm hearing rhythm in it. When you're a skateboarder, it changes the way you see the world forever.
And just by listening, he hears poetry in his sport.
When I'm skating, the sound makes me so happy. Even if you fall, you know what I mean? Just the wheel bite is a cool sound, you know? Or the grinds, the tail slides, the lip slides, these long shh kind of sounds. The wheels rolling on, sidewalks. Ka-tung, 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 ka-tung. Faster, slower. All these different sounds, to me, it's like just a symphony, and it just makes me really comfortable and really happy, and I absolutely love it.
So the musician has been spending a lot of time at Rhodes Park, gathering sounds from Boise's skate culture to weave into a piece he's producing at Sorrel's Place this month.
So if there's like the sound of the tail of the skateboard hitting the concrete, pop, has a nice little pop. So I'll go through my recordings and I'll find a couple pops, and then those might become akin to like the hi-hats on a drum set if I'm making a beat. I mean, there's songs I've made that are out there that have skateboarding sounds in them, but people, I don't know if people know it or not. You know, it's kind of fun. I have another track called Crazy Eye, and there's a little breakdown. There's a roll up and an ollie and a landing, like in this little break. And I feel like I've told people that, and they're just like, huh? Like they don't necessarily hear it. So there's a little bit of a subconscious piece of it at work too.
And as an artist living in urban canyons of New York City, he's become enamored with the natural world he's found here in Idaho.
One of the ones I'm really, really excited about is a piece called Spiders. And I've just been just totally captivated and very impressed by the amount of spider webs that I'm coming across. And they're just absolutely beautiful, but like completely enveloping of many things, whether it's the bridges that along the Boise River that you cross, or spider webs all over all these metal bridges. I go out into the parks and stuff, and just the trees. You know, you look up at the trees and the tree limbs are hanging there, and they're covered with this beautiful white web, you know. And so everywhere I look, I'm seeing these spiders. I've gotten bit by a few spiders at the house, which is great.
Spider bites aside, Palmer hopes to build a framework for inspiration and active listening, something he says that's missing in modern times.
If I could help other people become more present through this work, that would be best case scenario for sure.
And to do that, he'll conduct a workshop helping people learn how to listen better. Reporting from Rhodes Park in downtown Boise, I'm Frankie Barnhill with Boise State Public Radio News.
Palmer is leading his listening workshop Saturday at Sorrel's Place in Garden City. And on Thursday, August 23rd, he'll perform his final work using found sounds gathered here in Idaho.